Okay, did you ever hear of things like turning plow? Or?
Yeah, but isn't that more of a blade?
I don't really know. I don't know what these things look like. I've just heard the names.
The plow we used had different blades that you put on that were metal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the turner, the thing you broke the ground with initially,
mm-hmm.
was a different blade from the blade you used to make rows.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was not as deep, I think.
Mm. Seems reasonable.
Or deeper.
It
just broke the ground, made it workable.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went along with another blade, you finished that, and then you put on another blade and made the rows.
Mm-hmm. How about something?
And then you used another blade to dig out or to plow while things were growing.
Oh.
To go between the rows.
Uh-huh, yeah.
To get the weeds out,
mm-hmm.
to clear it.
Mm-hmm. What about breaking the ground up even finer than with a plow? What might you use? Spring tooth something, did you ever hear of that?
No, I don't know about that.
H-A-R-R-O-W?
Harrower, yeah. But harrower, I was thinking was on a tractor. I think of that in tractor.
I'm sure in modern days they
yeah.
are. Okay, and the thing that the wheels of the wagon fit onto that runs under the wagon?
Axle.
Okay. Then, do you have a name for an X-shaped frame that you would lay a log across to chop it? Okay, how about an A-shaped frame?
Sawhorse.
Yeah, okay. But you don't know the X-frame.
Uh-huh.
I'm the same way. I know sawhorse, but I don't know the other one. You might straighten your hair using a comb and a...
brush.
And when you're using one, you'd say you're going to...
brush.
Mm-hmm. And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
And in a...
And on that, I heard my family and all strop.
Mm-hmm. And to put in a revolver?
Load.
Well, the things in the revolver.
Bullets.
Beginning with a C. They're not real bullets, he's just firing blank. It's also a name for a little thing that you might put in a pen.
Cartridges.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about, these are more or less playground equipment,
uh-huh.
or homemade playground equipment. A plank laid over a trestle and children go
seesaw.
Up.
Seesaw.
Okay. If they're doing that, what would you say they're doing?
Seesawing.
All right.
And I've also heard teeter-totter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you have heard that in, Lynette?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If the board were anchored at both ends and it was limber and they jumped up and down in the middle, did you ever hear of that?
That sounds awfully dangerous to me.
Well, I guess it's not too high off the ground.
No.
Couldn't do more than split your skull open, surely.
Yeah.
Okay. How about a thing that was anchored in the center and you spin around?
Merry-go-round.
All right. Did you ever hear of a flying Jenny?
Yeah. I never knew what it was, but I've heard of it.
Oh, all right. Would you say it?
Flying Jenny.
Okay. And then you mentioned that the thing you had on your front porch was a...
swing.
Mm-hmm. What would you carry coal in?
Coal bucket.
And what would you keep the coal in by the fireplace?
Scuttle. Coal scuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of bucket.
To carry it or to keep it in?
Carry it and keep it in.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's what we did. We had a coal scuttle that would bring it in from the outside and keep it on the porch so we could go get it when we needed it.
Mm-hmm. And then what runs from the stove to the chimney?
Stovepipe.
Would you use the word flue at all? And if so, what is it?
Okay, the flue is the... Okay, you get stovepipe is going from the heater or stove
mm-hmm.
to the chimney. Okay, you can control the heat in the stove by the amount of air that comes down from the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
So the flue is a little round sheet of...